Community builder on the phone, we have Reagan Harding. Reagan, give me your title and organization.
I am the general manager for downtown Strathroy's BIA, which is the business improvement area.
How long have you been a resident of Strathroy Care Doc? You base yourself out of Mount Bridges, don't you?
Yep, we've lived in Mount Bridges for almost 15 years.
All right, so, and you've done a lot of work slash community work over the last 15 years within the community and giving back to the community. So why do you believe it's important to give back to the community?
I just think we have to give to receive. If we want a healthy place to call home, we need to roll up our sleeves and make it so. Some of us are able to give back monetarily, and others, like me, are able to only offer time instead of money. Either way, though, giving back creates a ripple effect, and I believe it enhances our entire community through quality of life and improving the areas where we live, play, and work.
All right. So what is your favorite part about the living and working in Strathroy Care Doc?
I love that it offers all of the amenities and convenience of larger municipalities while also maintaining kind of the charm and friendliness of smaller towns. There's tons of recreational opportunities in Strathroy Care Doc between their programs that are offered, you know, formally through the town to the playgrounds, walking paths, trails, wooded lots, conservation areas, and everything else. Having kids here has been easy, I think I could say. Of course, there are other perks like cleaner air, less traffic, lower cost of living, property taxes, not to mention we have our own police department and lower crime rate. But mostly I just love being involved in the committees and groups, making connections, meeting new people, and networking. And I feel I have a very strong sense of belonging here in Mount Bridges and Strathroy Care Doc.
What has been one of the biggest challenges that you've had to face?
So speaking personally, as a resident of Strathroy Care Doc, both pre- and post-pandemic, I'm guessing, I am actually personally facing and dealing with the obstacles surrounding affordable housing. This really is a crisis in our community, and I truly hope we can pull it together. Obviously, the economy is making that even more challenging now, but I am really hoping that we can service that population a little bit better moving forward. Professionally, as the general manager for Downtown Strathroy's BIA, we are obviously experiencing huge challenges right now in the wake of COVID-19 and the order of mandatory closures of all workplaces that are deemed non-essential. We're lucky that a handful of ours have made the essential cut and are still able to operate, but very few. Our small businesses are facing huge economic challenges right now, and they really need the support from our community. And I just ask that people consider helping them out any way they can, whether it's, again, monetarily or even volunteering their time to do something for them.
Okay.
Anything.
Last question. What accomplishment are you most proud of?
As the general manager, again, for Downtown Strathroy, I have to say I'm probably most proud of the Victorian Christmas event that we started a few years ago. I was on the original task force and have really enjoyed playing a fairly large part in its growth and success over the years. It's a huge community event, and it's only getting bigger. And I was just going to plug a little save the date for Saturday, December 5th. It will be rolling out unless you hear otherwise.